Yo, what up, street talks, street gods, street vlogs, or Kim the house. All right, some thoughts. So, So, don't be a pacifist. Anti-pacifism. Pacify means peace, pax, you know, Latin, P-A-X, right? Or to appease, and to adjoin, to attach, etc. So, I think the issue is, for myself personally speaking, I've always kind of been a pacifist, right? I like to start stuff with people and don't want to make drama. I'm not about that drama life, but, tend to just be like pacifist. Someone to the, oh, stop them. Oh, my bad, right? But I'm starting to realize, more of the story lessons is often when you pacify a situation or someone annoys you and then you just, oh, I'm just not gonna do that. Maybe actually the best thing to do is if somebody annoys you or tells you off or you feel like you've been wrong, to immediately approach them and try to, you know, maybe it is better to be quote aggressive about it or to approach them about it and just kind of get off your chest and your mind. Otherwise, you're just going to be ruminating on your mind for the next few weeks or months or years about a certain situation is going to annoy you forever. And I think it's just in terms of just interactions, ethics is better to have a lot of small fires than one really big fire. So even maybe with a interpersonal relationship, your husband, wife, kids, whatever, it's somebody annoys you, to just kind of quickly get it out of the way, air your things and just kind of squelch it and just kind of move on quickly. I'll give you an example. So I was on the East Coast, Westerly, Rhode Island, this random gym and doing over 8 plates. And I don't know where this like rando, like skinny, nerdy, pale anemic dude with a beard. I was like, hey bro, you're messing up the equipment. Like I was doing over 8 plates on the squat rack. So, oh, sorry not to be a dick, but da da da. And it's funny. Whenever people say not to be a da 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 da, but da 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 da, they are being that. So when people say not to be a dick, but he's like, you finna be a dick, right? And he's like, yeah, these are like $1,100 bars. You're messing up the equipment. That's not the type of gym for that. You know, it's like, maybe this is not the right gym for you. I'm like, oh, my bad. Put it back, right? And afterwards, at first I thought it was like a staff or, you know, an owner. I was like, oh, I don't want to get kicked out of the gym again, right? But then another thought is, maybe it is good to push the boundaries and just allow yourself to get kicked out. It's not a big deal. And afterwards, when I realized this guy wasn't actually an owner, he was just a random dude just working out there, like, I was like mad heated, and I was like, I should just leave. But I was like thinking about it. So now that I think about it, I'm like, actually, next time I'm in a similar situation, what I should have done was approach him and be like, it's like, do you work here? It's like, why are you telling me not to do that? And he's like, this is $1,100, you're gonna mess up the gym for the rest of it. And I'm like, look around, there's like 30, 50 bars in here. I'm just like, what? And actually, I went home, I Googled it, the bar's only $500, not $1,100. And I was actually kind of curious or scared or interrupted or perturbed by the fact that, I'm like, oh, actually, is the fact that the bar cannot handle it? And I did some Googling and, I'm actually not 100% sure, but it looks like most of the powerlifting bars, the Olympic bars, should sustain at least 1,000 pounds or 1,300 pounds, etc. But alas, good to know. But anyways, so don't be a pacifist. And also, for example, child rearing, right? Parenting thoughts, right? I mean, it's up to you, right? But, you know, Sun Seneca did an extreme pride to him. It's like, the thought of putting a pacifier on Seneca, who I consider like, you know, mini me or like semi Deus, the next Achilles, right? I'm like, he's like, the thought of anybody putting a pacifier on my like demigod son, I'm like, it's like, he's not a basic baby. He's like, there's very few things I was very staunch against that parenting, and that was just like something I wasn't for. So, you know, other parents want to pacify their kids, go for it, but for me, no. And I think actually in today's modern day world, people try to pacify you, like you as an adult, right? And I would just say, just don't tolerate BS. I think, just the way I approach it is I act super nice and friendly towards everybody, but then the second somebody gets on my bad side, I essentially shunned them forever. And I think it's a good way to live life. You know, it's good to apologize, forgive makeup, still be friendly, whatever. But yeah, you want to be a no more Mr. Nice Guy, right? And also at the same time, you know, you don't want to let, you know, use a happy, gay, jovial, happy, friendly person, optimistic. Don't let nobody's BS or turn you into kind of a pessimistic, dark, gloomy person. And people start gloomy. It's like, let them be, right? And then also what I found too is as adults and, you know, I'll speak for us men, right? It's like, you're not allowed to yell, right? You're not allowed to get angry, get aggressive, shout back, right? He's like, so why being so defensive? It's like, so wait, legally, in America at least, we have the right to defend ourselves. We don't have the right to offense. This is actually something that Nietzsche says is kind of interesting, is legally, you're allowed the right to defend yourself, .. He's like, why don't we have the right to attack, ? He's talking about like Machiavelli, Il Principe, he's talking about like a cunning, wise, sly prince would know that sometimes actually to preemptively attack is the best form of defense. So, I mean, I'm not about American militarism, whatever, but I think that's often what America does, is they do the interventionalism before they think something bad is going to happen to prevent a bigger thing. And, you know, nobody really knows, but it's just different philosophies. But anyways, another random thought I had the other day too, I was like, are Democrats actually more warmongers than Republicans? So like, for reference, I'm like a liberal left-wing Democrat myself, but I was like, Biden just done signed what, the $850 billion military defense budget thing. I'm like, would Donald Trump or Republican had done that? ? Maybe, maybe not. You know, it's funny because like growing up in the Bay Area, super liberal, I always thought that the Republicans, conservatives were the devil and they're the ones all for the military. But actually I'm starting to think, maybe actually right-wing conservative Republicans, they're more about like just don't F with other people, but also don't let them F with you. So I don't know, like, so maybe just like philosophically speaking, a conservative or the Republicans, or I can't really say it. There's like some parties that like the goal is to just, you don't mess with me, but I also don't mess with you. Whereas maybe, I don't know, Democrats, more interventionalism. It's funny too, because the side switch, right? Like, I think back in the day, wasn't it the Democrats who was all about slavery? And then it was all about the Republicans who tried to free the slaves, like Abraham Lincoln, et cetera. Good morning. And so, yeah, that's one thing to consider. But alas, it's funny too, because I think America's strength precisely comes from the fact that we are militaristic. It's also kind of not a good sign too, is that like when a country is devoting too many resources towards military war, armament, maybe it's a sign that the nation is desperate or weak. Maybe even you think about ancient Rome, right? Too much militarism is not good for a place. I think we should be just focusing on building our own local industries. One of the good things about Elon Musk, Tesla, bit that huge gigafactory in Nevada. I think it's great. It's reinvesting in the American economy. Fortunately, we still have Apple. Hopefully they could, I don't know, it's tricky too, because you know, we're still building stuff in China because it's cheaper. But if we're able to figure out a way to, you know, create more work industry here back in the States, maybe it's also a good thing. But anyways, alas, yeah, so just moving forward, just simple ethics, heuristics. Treat everybody with respect, be nice, say hello to everybody, say good morning, make eye contact, smile and wave. And then people give you cold shoulder. And then I usually tit for tat theories. One thing that I read was like forgiving tit for tat. So if you act nice to somebody and they act back bad to you, respond by acting nice again. And then if they act bad to you again, then, you know, no more Mr. Nice Guy, right? But yeah, in today's world, I would say, yeah, become more happy, jovial, nice, et cetera, but also become more mercurial and cold at the same time.